So for this morning's talk, these morning talks are usually focused on part of the meditation practice and build it up little by little, understanding that the beginning of the retreat, we're just getting into it. It takes a while to build up our momentum and give some nice little pieces of advice so that little by little you can actually grow in the stillness, in the kindness, in the awareness. I did mention last night that right intention is really important in meditation. It's part of the Eightfold Path. And sometimes people think, oh, meditation is just about the last three factors of the Eightfold Path. You know, the right effort, the right mindfulness, the right stillness. But no, you've got to get all the other parts of the Eightfold Path in there as well. And even things like virtue. You know, just right action, right speech, right livelihood. Because sometimes people come to me and they say, oh, my meditation's no good. Can you please give me a good meditation object or help me to overcome my defilements or my hindrances? And instead of like talking about meditation, I say, well, you know, what are you doing in life? You know, well, how are your precepts? Do you go to the pub? Well, yeah, sometimes. Do you get drunk? Well, maybe every now and again. Do you? And their precepts aren't really that strong. So it's very difficult, you know, for the meditation to really work, you know, if that you are indulging in bad things of the body and speech. Now, how can you restrain the mind if you can't restrain the body and do things which are harmful to yourself and harmful to others? So, you know, that's really important. And there comes a time later on in your meditation, in the nimitta stage, that is one of the times when the precepts have just become so obvious how important they are. And that is when, you know, the body vanishes. So all the five senses are suppressed. You can't see, you can't hear anything. You can't smell, you can't taste the physical body, you can't feel it anymore. And all that's left is the sixth sense, which is the mind. And you experience that. Most people experience that as a beautiful light. But if you haven't been keeping your precepts, that light is not that beautiful. It's dirty. It's stained. It's like, you know, a cloth which has been, you know, used for such a long time, it needs to go in the washing machine. And it'd be wonderful if we could get our mind and put it in a washing machine before we did the meditation. But, you know, that's, you can see it there. And I always remember the first time I mentioned that, and this poor fellow from Malaysia, you know, he's usually one of the people who look after me when I go to Malaysia. And he came up to me after I said that, and he was just so upset. He said, Ajahn Brahm, I had a nimitta and it was filthy. I said, what have you been doing exactly? I'm sorry. No, just human beings, you know, you don't get criticizing people just being stupid sometimes, you know, indulging, just human beings being human beings. But you can actually see the result of that when you get to that stage of meditation. And the opposite, you know, people do keep their precepts, they're really kind and gentle and caring. The sorts of people who would do the washing up for you, you know, in the morning because, you know, you're not feeling so well. They see you not getting up for breakfast and knock on the door and they bring you breakfast in bed. Those sorts of people, they've got such beautiful minds. They're just really kind, pure-hearted people. And so when they get nimittas coming up, wow, they're always incredibly beautiful. And they deserve that. They've got a beautiful mind and that's what they see. So you can understand the precepts. I'm not talking about rules which you have to keep. It's like how you keep them. It's the kindness, the compassion, the purity, the harmlessness, you know, to other people.